Welcome back to my little corner of the world. My name is Chris. You're listening to Insomnia Radio Canada, and this is show 180. That's right, 180. We are just 19 more shows away from show 200. I don't know what we're going to do, but I am taking feedbacks on suggestions of what we should do for that, you know, monumental show episode. 200 is big. We did get lots of little bumpers sent in for show 100. I was not as organized as I should have been, and I'm sure I missed playing some of the ones that got sent in. But We are planning for this. We are planning well in advance. So if you want to send something in for show 200, absolutely record it. Tell me it's for show 200, and I'm going to start an email folder just for show 200 so we don't lose things. Yes, because that would be exciting and awesome and amazing. And yes, this September will be 10 years of this show. So how awesome and exciting is that? Think we should do something awesome and exciting for that? I think we should. So send in your suggestions and feedback for that as well. Now, track one of the show. Absolutely, we've got to talk about this. This was a direct submission to me. The track is Second Sight, and it's from a band called Muir. This album comes out April 22nd, so you are getting to hear this before its release. Isn't that exciting? Love when people share stuff before it comes out. Definitely, definitely enjoyed that track. And we've got another 5 tracks to play for you this week. But first, let me tell you what I did not too many days ago. So I took some time, drove to a little town called Waterdown. Never been there before, ever. It's a cute little town, not too far out of Hamilton. So not a huge drive for me. And went to this wonderful little place called True North Galleries. Fantastic little place. Got to browse while I was waiting for things to get started. There is art there that has been painted, sketched, drawn, etc. by musicians. That's right, musicians. All kinds of fantastic stuff there. Very amazing, striking piece that I got to enjoy for quite a bit was one by a Buffy St. Marie. Don't know who she is. You definitely should be knowing who she is because she, you know, unless you've lived under a rock, she's a fantastic Canadian artist who happens to be signed to True North Records. Now, True North Records, for those not in Canada, is one of our record labels here in Canada, and they have a lot of big names and little names signed to them. For some of the big names, you'd Buffy St. Marie, Bruce Coburn, yeah, Sass Jordan, there's Bringing Back My High School Days, Colin James, yep, lots of big names, right? A band I'm pretty sure I played quite a while back, Madison Violet, 5440. Yeah, Ashley McIsaac, lots of big names. But a band you might not know they've signed, because they've recently signed them, was Herojo Trio. Herojo Trio is who I went to see. There were pictures shared on Instagram after the show, one of each of them. And because with what I do here on this show, I already had their album, I supported the band by buying one of their t-shirts. That's right, folks, I bought a band t-shirt. Because, you know, they've got still more CD release parties to do. They are heading out west. So if you can hit one of their Vancouver or Calgary, Alberta shows, that would be really awesome. Buy the ticket, support them. If you're a vinyl person, they do have vinyl albums. They're also giving away stickers at their CD release parties. So there is that. Got to talk to them while we were there. And if all goes well, we are going to try and coordinate and have them on the show after their CD tour finishes up and do a little interview with them. Because, you know, I like to break it up and make things different every once in a while and throw in an interview and some more music from a band. And if you haven't checked out their stuff, you can definitely find stuff over on their webpage. And they are on Spotify. So definitely go check out their music. Or go back and listen to show 179 because I played them on show 179 and I think show 174 or 75 because I got their stuff 2 weeks before their album release came out, right? Awesome stuff. Anyways, the show was fantastic. There were people. And for a change, I didn't feel unsafe out in a group of people during COVID. It was a very chill atmosphere. People were very relaxed. It was wonderful. People weren't getting in each other's faces about, you know, masks, not masks, whatever. And yeah, it was just awesome. They played the album start to finish. It was fantastic. And I've had a couple of songs stuck in my head. So no doubt in a few weeks, we'll play you some more. And maybe the song that I really enjoy and got stuck in my head. And I really hope I get to see these guys again because I'm no doubt it'll be a great show. Awesome stuff, right? Anywho, let's get on to some more music before I talk your ears off.
day. Don't go out tonight, something doesn't feel right. I feel like the world might spin down here. Lay down on the bed, rest your chemical head. Turn the noise down, I said, turn the noise down. Hey, don't go out tonight, something doesn't feel right. I feel like the world might spin down here. Lay down on the bed, rest your chemical head. Turn the noise down, I said, turn the noise down. Feels like the sky might fall down here. Stay close by my side, we can shut down the night. Turn the noise down, I said, turn the noise down. Hey, don't go out tonight, something doesn't feel right. It looks like the stars might fall down here. Just please try to trust me, come on please. There must be a way I can get you to stay here tonight.
Hi, this is J.W. Jones from Herojo Trio, and you're listening to Insomnia Radio.
I watch the horses ride as they ride on a cowboy's birthday. The sun is up to shine, and it shines like a diamond blinding. Won't be long now, this won't take long.
I can't.
Well, it's definitely a week for some good tunes. So, track two this week, we have a track called Noise. It is the upcoming single from an album being released on May 20th by Les Cooper. And he writes, he felt helpless as he recognized his instincts to shield and protect a friend who was struggling with mental illness. Well, struggling with the reality that that wasn't his role. The lows of depression are exhausting, and my instincts, both musically and lyrically, is to write from that dark place. But the highs can feel magical. Unfortunately, the magical place can be a bit dangerous. Noise finds the song's narrator trying to talk someone down from a manic high. Hope you can feel a bit of the euphoria imbued in this dark in this track as you listen. So that was a direct submission right to me, which is fantastic. I love getting direct submissions. They don't happen nearly often enough. Then I found track three in my inbox as I tried to play catch up today. Track three is a submission from Eric Alper, which is wonderful that he's always sending me great stuff. So he lists this as legendary Canadian prog rockers Strange Advance are having a perfect day with their new single and announcing tour dates. So they got a few shows coming up in the Greater Toronto area, as well as a show April 26th in Vancouver, BC at the Hollywood Theatre. And this is their newest release. So hopefully you guys enjoyed that track. I certainly enjoyed it. And yeah, go check it out. Go check out more of their stuff. It's always, always awesome. Right? Awesome stuff. So you're enjoying the show. You want to help support me? Great. Go follow me on social media, share the show with your friends, do all that wonderful stuff. We are all over the place. So obviously, we've got canada.insomniaradio.net. That's the webpage. You can grab all the show notes there with links to each and every band that I play every week on the show, right? Awesome stuff. There are always all the links in the show notes. So you can find all my social medias there as well. But in case you're not going to the webpage or you just want to grab your Twitter and join us, you can do so at @IR_Canada. Just search for Insomnia Radio Canada on Facebook. You'll find us. Over on Instagram, it's a little bit more tricky. You can probably search for us. I think you'll find us. I'm not sure. But if you look for, I believe it goes like this, Insomnia_Radio_Canada_podcast. That's our name there. All the cute short stuff that would have fit for us, totally taken. So sad. And of course, if you want to help support the show, all the money I get across Patreon goes right back into the show. It is there to help support and pay bills like, you know, my electrical and my internet so that I have access to get all this great music, do research on the bands, provide you with the best audio quality I can upload to the interwebs. Yep. And then you can listen to the show. So patreon.com/IRCanada. Perks right now include getting wonderful things from me should you subscribe at a high enough level, being able to participate in, you know, interviews when we have them happen, get your questions asked on Patreon, get a shout out for subscribing and, you know, donating to the show. And of course, at $10 a month, you get the show 2 days early. I've been pretty consistent with that one for the last 2 years. It gets tricky some weeks, especially when trying to hold down a 40-hour a week job and do this. 10-hour days are brutal, and I don't always have time to squeeze all the time I would love to into the show. I would love to be able to do this full-time and get paid to do it. That would be, like, ideal. Go to shows, hear the shows, review the shows, talk about the music, talk more in-depth about the bands when I play them every week. And yeah, it would be awesome. So awesome. But for now, it is what it is, and I still try to bring you the best I can every week with all kinds of great Canadian music. Speaking of which, we have three more tracks to play for you this week, so how about we get to those tracks?
Your name told me love. Hey, this is James Todd from Abandoned Souls, and you're listening to Insomnia Radio Canada.
Take my hand, understand, I'm the man on the radio. You're just in time for the show, I wouldn't start it without you. Come with me, and you will see, we can go where you wanna go. The man on the radio will take you there. One by one, that's how it's done.
This week, and track four was Canadian blues rising star Angelique Francis as she writes the currents of her human connection with her new album Long River. And she is from Ottawa, Ontario. Absolutely wonderful stuff. The track we played this week was Storms from My Eyes. Great track. Absolutely loved it when I got to hear the album. Definitely going to go into rotation on my to listen to stuff more often. And that was from that Eric Elper, I believe. Double check here. Yep, that was an Eric Elper. And our track five this week is also an Eric Elper submission. This one is musician and broadcaster Danny Marks as he spotlights radio's enduring power to connect with the man on the radio. Single. He is a Toronto-based artist and kind of read to you some of what got written in the email to me. Says, whether we're alone or in a crowd, listening to the radio has always felt like a one-on-one experience. It seems like the DJ is talking directly to us. It's where many of us have formed unique personal connections with songs we've heard, as if they're our own personal playlist. As a broadcaster himself, Danny Marks knows the power of the radio very well, and as a lifelong musician and singer-songwriter, he's celebrating radio's enduring influence with his new single, Man on the Radio, which is available now. It says later on in the email that, you know, for over 100 years, radio has been our good company through trying times and good times alike. For Marks, the Toronto-born and raised music maker, connoisseur, radio is an intergenerational phenomenon. Radio is truly in his blood. Radio reached my dad in the 1920s from the Cotton Club, the Grand Ole Opry, and beyond, recalls Marks. Dad would get crystal set in the 1920s and listened to the Cotton Club with Cab Calloway. He passed along that love to us with a shortwave radio and the art of radio. As a kid, Marx would fantasize about hosting his own radio show where he wasn't obsessing over his love of the guitar. When I was 12 years old, I was part of a radio play at the National Broadcast CBC, he remembers. They crinkled up stuff to make it sound like fire, coconut shells for the horse's hooves, and a funny little door and a platform to open and close. We gathered around the mic, and the performers had their arms around each other's shoulders. I'd been to drama school, but radio, it seems so intimate, being on that side of the mic. I always wanted to. I totally get what he's saying there. It is so interesting and intriguing and such to be on this side of the microphone talking to you, my listeners, and wondering what you're thinking of my show. Am I saying the right words? Am I sounding like a complete idiot? Have I said something today about a song that, you know, you've connected with? Not a lot of podcasters get a ton of feedback from their listeners. So every little bit we do take and appreciate that comes our way, whether it be something you loved about the show, something you maybe weren't quite keen on, or, you know, something we played that, you know, struck a personal note with you. Always great to hear what you love and what you don't like, because there's no way to improve the show without feedback. Right. Anywho, that brings us to last track time. Last tracks are always sad because it means the show's ending for this week. But it also means we're that much closer to next week's show. So this is something that showed up in my inbox on Instagram today. Band asked me to check out their new single. And, you know, being at work and having a moment to listen to things while things were slow, figured what the heck, I'd have a listen. Had a listen, liked it. Band sent me something before I got home from work. So, last track this week is coming from, I hope I pronounce this right, Ultimatum. And it's their new single, Run From You. And hopefully you guys enjoy this. And we'll catch you next week for show 181. Ciao.
Until next time, stay safe, everyone. And remember what Count Rugen said, if you haven't got your health, you haven't got anything. So listen to Tyrone and mask it up, Buttercup.